The Jesus Storybook Bible. Story 7. The Girl No One Wanted. The Story of Jacob, Rachel, and Leah. From Genesis 29 through 30. There were once two sisters. The youngest sister was very beautiful, and her name was Rachel. But the oldest sister wasn't beautiful at all. Some thought her quite ugly, and her name was Leah. Rachel was the kind of girl who always gets invited to parties and chosen for the team. Everyone loved her. And poor Leah? No one hardly even noticed her. One day, their cousin Jacob came to stay. He was one of Isaac's sons, and he was on the run. Jacob had stolen and cheated and made some enemies, including his own brother, and now he was hiding. The funny thing is, Jacob, of all people, was the one God gave the special promise to, the same promise he had given his grandfather Abraham. I will rescue the world through your family. But then, God chooses people we least expect, as we'll see. Jacob stayed a long time working for his uncle Laban. One day, Laban said, "Jacob, I've decided to pay you for your work. What do you want?" A sudden thought struck him. "How about one of my daughters?" Jacob looked at Rachel, and he looked at Leah. Who would he choose? Of course, he chose Rachel. "I'll work 7 years for free," Jacob said, "if I can marry Rachel." So Jacob worked 7 years, and, at last, his wedding day arrived. But that night, Laban played a nasty trick on Jacob. Instead of sending Rachel to marry Jacob, he sent Leah. Now, in those days, they didn't have electricity, so it was dark in their tent. And besides, women wore veils, and you couldn't see their faces properly. So Jacob suspected nothing. The next morning, Jacob woke up and screamed, "Ah!" His new wife was lying beside him, but it wasn't Rachel. It was Leah. Jacob jumped out of bed. "Laban," he cried, "you scoundrel!" But Laban said, "Work for me for another 7 years, and then you can marry Rachel." So, Jacob worked for Laban another 7 years, and, at last, Rachel became his wife. Now, Jacob had two wives, but of his two wives, Jacob loved Rachel the best. "No one loves me," Leah said. "I'm too ugly." But God didn't think she was ugly. And when he saw that Leah was not loved, and that no one wanted her, God chose her to love her specially, to give her a very important job. One day, God was going to rescue the whole world through Leah's family. Now, when Leah knew that God loved her, in her heart, suddenly it didn't matter anymore whether her husband loved her the best, or if she was the prettiest. Someone had chosen her. Someone did love her, with a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always-and-forever love. So, when Leah had a baby boy, she called him Judah, which means, "This time, I will praise the Lord." And that's just what she did. And you'll never guess what job God gave Leah. You see, when God looked at Leah, he saw a princess. And sure enough, that's exactly what she became. One of Leah's children's children's children would be a prince, the prince of heaven, God's son. This prince would love God's people. They wouldn't need to be beautiful for him to love them. He would love them with all of his heart, and they would be beautiful because he loved them, like Leia. This story is about Jacob and his marrying Rachel and Leah. In the Bible, Jacob goes and he meets their family and falls in love with Rachel, and he wants to marry her. But the traditions were that the younger sister couldn't get married before the older sister, and, as the story said today, no one wanted Leah. And so, Jacob's uncle tricked him. Just as Jacob had tricked his brother and other people, Laban, his uncle, tricked him into marrying Leah, not Rachel. But God saw Leah and cared about her, and God gave her sons, actually several sons, and he blessed her through that. And one of her sons did indeed become an ancestor for Jesus. That Leah met one of her great 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 many greats grandchildren was indeed Jesus. And so we see this, and it reminds us that God doesn't always choose the most beautiful. God doesn't always choose the most popular. Instead, God chooses based on other things. And just because other people don't choose us, just because other people don't think that we are the best, God still loves each one of his children. To God, each one of his children is special. You are special. I am special. All of us are special in a unique way. And God doesn't look at us and see our faults. Each of us have them. Everyone does. Even the most perfect think person you can think of. Think of the best boy or girl in your class, or the best boy and girl that you know. Even that person has problems. Even that person makes mistakes. No one on earth is perfect, but God loves us anyway. And this story reminds us of that, that God chose Leah, even though she wasn't the most popular, even though she wasn't the most beautiful. God still chose her. And you know what? God chooses you, too. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you because he wants you to be his child. He has chosen you, and we can be happy with whoever we are, no matter what, because God loves us.